Lift your hands and let's appreciate the King of Kings. Father, we give you the praise. Father, we give you the honor. Father, we give you the worship. Blessed be your name. Honor to your name. Adoration to your name. We ask that not one person will live here the same way they have come. Be glorified, Lord. In Jesus' precious name. Give the Lord a big clap of hand as you take your seat in the presence of the Lord. Anywhere you are tonight watching, within the Adoka area, ensure that you are on the crusade ground right now. Tonight is the last night. After tonight, we'll be in Otukpo tomorrow. So don't miss out on tonight. And also, everyone, the whole of Dunamis is connected and I'm watching you from Adoka right now. And so please, I would like the media to ensure that the locations can be shown once in a while. I'm going to be preaching the message of midweek service. After that, we'll proceed with the crusade. Tonight, we are looking at secrets of supernatural strength and health. The life of Moses. The secrets of supernatural strength and health, dash the life of Moses. We shall be understanding the secret of Moses' strength. The secret of his health. The secret of his longevity. In Deuteronomy chapter 34 and in verse 7. And Moses was 120 years old when he died. His eye was not dim, nor his natural force abated. His eye was not dim. His strength was not reduced. At the age of 120 years, Moses exemplified those who lived in divine strength.
Moses now,
he was one of those who exemplified divine strength, health, and even longevity. How a person can serve God and have longevity and have strength and have vitality. And our assignment, major assignment tonight, is to understudy some of the salient secrets of Moses. Some of the salient secrets of Moses' life that gave him the strength and vitality. Number one is the possession of vision. The possession of vision. Moses had what occupied his heart for life. Moses was not a man who had a heart that was empty. He had a heart that was loaded.
If you remember in Acts chapter 7, verse
23,
when Stephen was giving the account of the Bible in the Old Testament, he said when Moses was full 40 years old, it came to his heart to visit his brethren. To visit his brethren, the children of Israel. When he was 40 years, it came to his heart. He was not just living, he was living a life that was filled with vision. Vision is a secret of health and wholeness and well-being. When we are talking about vision, we are talking about your sense of purpose for living. Why you are alive. Understanding why you are alive. Looking forward to the future that you must exist in. Something that must keep you on the earth. Something positive, something profitable. Something valuable. For Moses, his people, the children of Israel must be delivered. Even before he officially encountered God at the burning bush, it was already in his heart to deliver his people. So he needed to live for that purpose to come to pass. That was why the Bible says, where there is no vision, the people perish. Proverbs 29:18, where there is no vision, the people perish. So where there is vision, people can flourish. So you must possess something that will keep you, that is the reason why you are alive. Something beyond ordinary survival. Something beyond ordinary what to eat or drink. Something beyond what to wear and how to live. Something that is beyond yourself. That kind of passion, that kind of sense of purpose has the capacity to make your life durable. To keep you here until what that thing is fulfilled. The possession of a sense of purpose. Yes, I prefer for us to use that because When we talk about vision and you translate it like that, it will look like everybody must be seeing something. All right. So the possession of a sense of purpose. Number two secret that I saw in the life of Moses was connection to the voice of God. Connection to the voice of God. He heard God. That's right. He was connected to the voice of God. Moses heard God at the burning bush. And he kept on hearing God throughout his life. The voice of God is a secret of life. The Bible said in John chapter 6 verse 63. He said it is the spirit that quickeneth, the flesh profiteth nothing. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. So the voice of God carries the spirit of God. The voice of God carries the life of God. The life of God is sickless life. The life of God is life life free of oppression. The life of God is durable life. And so I announce to somebody today, even as you are connected to the word I preach tonight, life is coming your way already. Life is coming your way already. Life is coming your way already. If you are saying amen, say louder amen. Connection to the voice of God. Ezekiel chapter 2 verse 2 says, as he spoke to me, the spirit entered into me. The voice of God can come to you in various forms. It can come to you from the word of God, like in this preaching. It can come to you in the dream of the night. It can come to you in various forms. But ensuring that as you take your steps in life, you are connected to the voice of God. You don't want to do things on your own. You don't want to move by yourself. You want God to move you and to lead you. So Moses had the possession of a sense of purpose for life. He had connection to the voice of God. Number 3 is surrender to the service of God. Moses literally donated himself to God. He surrendered himself to the service of God. The service of God is a secret of servicing by God. When you serve God, He services you. In the book of Exodus 23 and verse 25, He said that you shall serve the Lord your God, and He shall bless your bread and your water, and I will take sickness away from the midst of thee. There shall nothing cast thy young, nor be barren in thy land. The number of your days I will fulfill. When you serve God, He services you. When you go for God, He goes for you. Is God speaking to somebody here? Say loud amen. Moses was officially called the servant of God. He dashed and donated his life to God. Today, I was at the dedication of the church at Upper Okpeje side. A man sent me a message and he was congratulating me for the good things that God has been doing in our life in this season. And he was trying to find out where I was. So I told him I was in the village in Rural Crusade. And you say, you see what you are doing now. And people will be wondering why God is blessing you. See, at a time like this, maybe you should be with your family celebrating the birth of a newborn baby. Or maybe you are celebrating the success of the other one. And here you are in the village, you are not even sitting down to relax and you are there, right there in the village, doing all this for God. And people will be wondering that God is blessing and lifting you. Beloved, when you serve God, He services you. Somebody sent me a congratulatory message within these 2 days. And the person said, congratulations for the graduation of your child from school. And for the birth of your baby's baby. And he said, you are working for God. And God is working for you.
Hey!
You are working for God. And God is working for you. It is not possible for you to work for God. And God does not work for you. It's not possible for you to serve the Lord. And the Lord does not service your life. Everybody hearing me around the world. Please, I beg you, don't live for yourself. Don't live for your own pleasure. In the smallest possible way, serve God. Serve God in soul winning. Serve God in service in the house. Serve God with your energy, with your strength. Serve God with your life. And he will give you strength and health that will beat the imagination of the world. The kind of shadow we run. Some people are so amazed. How is it that you are doing all these things? Midnight prayer, this and that, everything. Running everywhere, crusades, church. He said, somebody told his neighbor, he said, I don't know anybody who like church like that pastor. He said, he's always in church. One program or the other, in the morning, in the afternoon, in the night. Beloved brothers and sisters, that was the secret of Moses. Moses remained in the service of God for 40 solid years. Among the most rebellious kind of people. The kind of people he encountered should have killed him before his time. In fact, one day they carried stone to stone him. But that same Moses lived for 120 years. No tiredness, no weakness, no sickness. When he died in strength. Not even in sickness. I announce to somebody here today, as you surrender your life to serve God, God will supply you strength and energy and vitality. As you surrender your life to serve the Lord, you will see the help of God like never before. If you are saying amen, say it louder. Amen. Shout the Lord must say amen. Look at your neighbor and say, please don't live for yourself. Live for God. Number four. Please see that is the possession of the word of God. Moses possessed the word of God. Apart from hearing the voice, when we talk about the voice, we are talking about him giving you direction from time to time. But when we talk about the word of God, we are talking about the about what God has spoken already, that is documented. The laws and the principles and precepts of God. Moses was the custodian of the word of God. He was the one who God gave Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy. Five books of the Old Testament. Moses wrote them. Given by God. He was literally a custodian of the word. No wonder he lived for that length. Because the Bible says, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. So we can live by the word. Mark chapter 4 verse 4, Luke chapter 4 verse 4. And then in John chapter 2 verse 14, he said, I have spoken to you, 1 John 2:14, I have spoken to you, young men. Second John 2:14. No, it's okay, go ahead. 1 John 2:14. I have written unto you, fathers, because you have known that which is from the beginning. I have written unto you, young men, because you are strong, and the word of God abideth in you. The word of God abideth in you. The word of God in a man is a secret of strength. It's a secret of health. It's a secret of vitality. Beloved brothers and sisters, don't let a day pass in your life without you reading at least a verse of the scripture, without the Bible entering your life, without the word of God stepping into your life. It is a secret of health and strength and vitality and longevity. Possession of the word of God. Number 5 is connection to the glory and the presence of God. Connection to the presence and glory of God. Moses was connected to the presence of God. In the book of Exodus 33 verse 11, the Bible says the Lord spake with Moses face to face as a man speaketh to his friend. He remained in the presence of God. In Exodus 33 and in verse 14, God told him, my presence will go with you and I will give you rest. In Exodus 33 verse 18, he said, I beg you, show me your glory. This was the life of Moses. He was in God's presence, inside God's glory. In Exodus 34 verse 29 to 30, Moses remained in God's presence until his face began to shine. The Bible says it came to pass when Moses came down from Mount Sinai with the two tables of testimony in Moses' hand. And Moses did not know that the skin of his face shone while he talked with him. That glory saturated his body and swallowed up disease, swallowed up sickness, swallowed up affliction. Somebody shout hallelujah. Tonight I see the same glory on somebody's face here. I see the presence of God swallowing up disease and affliction here. If you are saying amen, say louder amen. I'd like you to make up your mind tonight that you will not waste your life in the company of men. It is good to have friends and have company, but you will make up your mind that your most favorite place is the presence of God. In prayer, in worship, in communion with God, until you experience the fillable presence of God like never before. When people come around you, they should be able to feel God. When they come around you, they should be able to sense God. When they come around you, they should be able to experience God. That was how Moses was. No wonder he lived to the extent he lived. And in Isaiah chapter 4 verse 5, the Bible says, upon all the glory shall be a defense. Upon all, upon everybody, the glory shall be a defense. So when you dwell in the presence of God, when you are consumed in the presence of God, you are defended from disease, from destruction, from wastage of life. I believe that today is somebody's day. If you are that person, you shout the louder amen. If you are that person, you shout the louder amen. If you are that person, you shout the loud most amen. If there's anybody hearing me at the glory dome, I want to hear their voice and shout the loud amen. I'll waste my life again and again on you, there is profit in being wasted, Lord, on you, what a good way to be wasted, Lord, on you. On you, on you, on you. What a good way, what a good way to be wasted, Lord. On you, on you. Father, we give you the praise. Father, we give you the honor. The sixth thing I will say before we proceed, the secret of Moses. Please sit down 1 minute. Is the possession. The possession of meekness. Meekness. Is a possession of meekness. That's right. Not arrogant. Not proud.